Hello, everybody. It's Frank here from the Breeder Community. And today I am speaking with our resident engineer, Maxime, who is in Laval. And he has, as we all know, just started his engineering studies, first year engineering. Hello, Maxime. How are you today?
Hello, Frank. I'm fine. And you? How are you today?
I'm fine as well, and I'm looking forward to this conversation because we are going to be talking about 3D printers. Now, we've discussed this a little bit, and just by way of introduction, I have to say I had a positive experience today. My printer died on Monday, I think it was, Monday or Tuesday, and I had to get a new one. It arrived this morning, and very much to my surprise, I installed it, and it worked the first time without any problems. The installation worked, the connecting to the Wi-Fi worked, so it was a positive experience. Maxime, can one have a positive experience with 3D printers?
Yes, you can only have good experience with 3D printers.
So you recommend buying one?
I recommend buying one for certain people, not all people.
Okay, so you have a 3D printer, which I presume you need for your studies. Why did you buy it, and how did you buy it?
Okay, so I buy a 3D printer because I have a lot of experience and project, firstly in the high school and now in the engineering school. I use 3D printer for the project in school and in my apartment.
Are they expensive?
I have buy my 3D printer at 400 euro, mm-hmm. but you have different price between 150 and maybe 600 or 700,
which is not bad. Yeah, I mean, I have to say the printer that I bought is a brand name printer. It's a laser printer, but it's only monochrome, so it only prints black, and it cost me 170 odd euros, which is what I expect to pay for a good printer. But when I was making comparisons, I did see some printers for 13,000 euros, which I think is a little bit much. Yeah. Now, of course, many people who are going to listen to this are not engineers and will not really understand what a 3D printer does and the advantages of a 3D printer. But before we look at that, where can I buy a 3D printer? Can I go to a retail shop like Darty or Boulanger and buy one there? Or where do I get them from?
No, you cannot buy a 3D printer in Darty or Boulanger. You need to go to the website. And there is different website to buy a 3D printer, like Wano, which is a French company, mm-hmm. or you have other company in USA who you can buy a 3D printer.
Uh-huh. Okay. So I can't buy them in the normal shops. I have to go to a special shop. So let's start, Maxime, with a few definitions. What exactly is a 3D printer?
Okay. A 3D printer is a machine who you enter a wide of plastic, and the machine created what you want, and the machine created a pieces in plastic in 3D.
So three-dimensional.
Yes.
And I think you printed a few things. You printed a lid and a plane. Yeah. Am I right in thinking?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you can print different things. So that's in general little piece between 5 centimeters and 30 or 40 centimeters.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And why is that such a good idea?
So it's a good idea because you can make or save money.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a problem, maybe in your apartment or in your home, you can create a pieces to have a solution to your problem.
Mm-hmm. So let's look at the lid or the clip of the lid that you printed. It is the lid of a container. Wouldn't it have been easier to go to a shop and just buy another container for 6 or 7 euros and you throw the old container away?
Yes. So I have broke a lid. It's easy to buy a new container, but that cost, maybe 10 euro. But I have repaired the lid in printing that with the 3D printer, and that cost me just 10 centimes and not 10 euro. So I have saved a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
We can do that with a lot of pieces.
It is a way to save money. Is it like I want to print something, a document, I just go to a computer program and then I find a picture of a lid and then I make the measurements and then I just press start and then in a few minutes the lid is printed. And then I... It's not that easy?
That is a little bit different.
Okay, so tell us, and this is important in very simple language, tell us how you print a lid with a 3D printer.
I use the example of my lid. I need to have a 3D model of the lid. So mm-hmm. I create the 3D model of my lid on a software like Fusion 360 or SolidWorks or 3D Experience. That is different software.
Mm-hmm.
And when I have my 3D model, I created code just with an other software. I put the 3D model on this other software and that create me all the code. I enter the code on a USB key and I put the USB key on my 3D printer and the 3D printer create the pieces in 3D.
Mm. Okay. Lots of technical words.
So so just need to put the USB key on the 3D printer and have plastic in the 3D printer to create the piece.
Okay, so I let's go back three steps. And you said you use special software. Can I download this software from the internet, or where do I get it?
Yes. Yes, you can. You can download the software by internet.
Mm.
So you have a professional software like SolidWorks or 3D Experience that you need to buy, but there is other software like Fusion 360 that is free. And the other software to create a code is always free and downloaded in internet.
Okay, so we come to that in a bit. So I have to download the free software to draw a picture of my lid. Is that a good way of describing it?
Yes, exactly.
It sounds complicated.
No, it's not complicated. You just need to learn a little bit, but in 1 or 2 days, you can have a lot of base on the software.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to provoke you here, but because I am comparing this with going to a shop and buying a new container. And at the moment, you are telling me I have to download some software. It is free. And then I have to spend 1 or 2 days. So if I'm a busy person, probably 1 or 2 weeks, to learn how to use this software to draw a picture of my lid. I don't see an advantage at the moment.
Yes, for the moment, but afterward, after the 1 or 2 days of learning the software, you have the base and you can do everything. So it's not just for the lid. So you create the lid, but after that, you have the base to create all the things and all of what you want. When you create all of what you want, you can create and print all of that, and maybe send a lot of pieces at any price. And in this condition, you make money, and that is interesting.
Okay, so well, that's when I can print anything I want to. Now, when I draw my lid on this software, I have to look at the container, don't I?
Yes.
So I have to go and measure the space where my lid goes or whatever I do. I have to measure it and then transfer that to the computer program, to my 3D model.
Yes, exactly. Yes. You measure the container and you create the lid with your measure.
Mm-hmm.
You create the pieces in 3D modeling.
Okay, now you're going to tell me that this is easier and better for the future. How is this extra detail easier and better for the future?
That's easier and better because it's is a very environmentally friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you print with a 3D printer, the plastic is made from corn. Uh-huh. So it's not a plastic like your bottle, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a eco-friendly plastic.
Okay.
And that's very economic. Yes, because you save a lot of money when you do that.
Are there courses at maybe the Université Populaire or some other places? Are there courses available for people like us to learn how to print something on a 3D printer?
Yes, there is a lot of association to learn 3D modeling and 3D printer. There is a lot of association in different schools. Or maybe just in the web.
Mm. So I can go to YouTube and probably there is somebody who will show me how to do this, yeah?
Yes.
Or I can go to an association or to a special school. Okay, so what you are telling me then is that you have this special software and in effect, I have drawn a picture of my lid. And then you said something about creating code. Now, that's when I get a little bit scared because code sounds complicated.
Yes, code sounds complicated. This part is the easier part of all the process because you don't need to do anything. You just put the 3D model on the software. And the software do everything. The software created the code for you. And you just need to put the code on the USB key.
Okay, so is it like if I have a Word document, created, I write an essay and I take different pictures and I put the pictures onto the Word document. I download the pictures from the internet and transfer them to the Word document or something like that. Are you telling me it's as easy as that? Yeah.
It's easier. You have your 3D model. You put the 3D model on the software. You click on just one button and the code is on your USB key.
Okay. And then I take
just that.
It's that simple. Okay. And then I put the USB key into the 3D printer, just like I'm sticking a memory key into my computer. I stick the USB key into the printer and in 2 minutes I have my lid, yeah?
That's a little bit longer. A 3D printer needs a lot of time to print a piece. For example, a piece of maybe 20 centimeters need maybe 10 hours to print. And that depends on the detail you want to have. If you want to have a lot of detail, you need more time, maybe 15 hours. And if you don't want to have good result or a lot of detail, you can print the same pieces maybe in 7 hours.
Mm-hmm. So it is something that I could switch on when I go to bed at night, and when I wake up the next morning, I have my lid in the 3D printer ready to use.
Yes, exactly. You don't need to near the 3D printer to function. You can leave your apartment, your home, or you can go to your bed and have your pieces when you get up.
Okay. What happens, it's very simple. If I print something on my printer here in my at home or in my office, I just print and maybe I run out of paper and then I just go and put fresh paper into the printer and then it continues, not a problem. And of course, buying paper is easy. You just go to any paper shop or any supermarket or something like that, and they sell me the paper. How about buying the plastic for my 3D printer? Can I go to my local supermarket and say, I need some plastic for my 3D printer? And the person will say, not a problem, Frank, here, this is what you need. And then he gives me a box and everything is in there. And then I go home and put the plastic in the printer, just like that.
You cannot go to the supermarket to buy your plastic. But, you know, today many people do his courses on the website.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same for the plastic. You go to the website and you buy the plastic and you receive the plastic at your home in 1 or 2 days.
If I buy paper, I can buy 80 grams paper, I can buy 90, I can buy different thicknesses of paper, and it does different things. For me, plastic is plastic. How do I know which plastic I have to buy?
You have different plastic and in different colors, red, blue, black, white. All of what you want. You generally buy 1 kilogram of plastic, and that costs between 10 and 20 euro. Mm-hmm. But with 1 kilogram, you can print a lot of pieces, very a lot of pieces. For example, I have print a plane, and a big plane in 30 centimeter. And that's 100 grams. So with 1 kilogram, I can print 10 plane of 30 centimeter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then what can you do with this plane?
The plane is just for decoration.
So I could actually we're coming up to Christmas, I could make my Christmas presents for my family and friends, and say, this is something I printed overnight. Yeah, some object out of plastic. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, and you can print and create a lot of game for children.
Mm-hmm.
And that's possible.
Okay, now 3D printers have been in existence for about, 10, 15 years now? Maybe longer, I don't really know. But of course, they have been used in the industry as prototypes if car manufacturers or parts manufacturers want to create something new. They make prototypes from 3D printing models. Why has it not been so successful for normal people like you and me we could buy a 3D printer and print anything we want at home?
So 3D printer is now in industry to make and create new technology, new mechanism. It develops so 3D printer is in development in all people in plastic.
But it is. I suppose maybe they have still been quite expensive. Yeah, until now.
Until now, it's expensive, like €1,000.
Mm-hmm.
But since 2015, the 3D printer are very in big development, and the price is very reduced. And now you can buy a 3D printer at just €300. You have a very good 3D printer.
Mm-hmm. I remember you posted a story a few weeks ago about making two little puzzle pieces. You had a puzzle and two pieces were missing. And
yes.
you quickly printed them. And then you had those two missing pieces and you could finish the puzzle. Tell us the story about that. How did you do that?
So I lost two pieces of a puzzle of 1,000 pieces. Yes, and I have lost one. And I take a picture of the puzzle. I have created the two puzzles in 3D modeling with the software. And I printed the two pieces of puzzle. In, I think, just 15 or 20 minutes, because it's a little pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been a little bit of color on the pieces, and the pieces is good for the puzzle.
Okay. So does a 3D printer make my life easier, do you think? Or is it just a gadget, a little toy that I can have at home and maybe I won't use it?
Oh, a 3D printer is very interesting. So, for example, in my apartment, I need a lot of cal for my desk or for my bed, mm-hmm. etc. And that's very practical. And you can do a lot of pieces, and you can do what you want with a 3D printer. Every person need different thing, so it's very practical.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you said at the beginning of our conversation that it's good for many people, but not for all people. So who do you think would not benefit from buying or getting a 3D printer?
I think maybe if somebody have too much money, they don't need to have a 3D printer, because they can buy all of what they want. No, but I think all people can be used a 3D printer.
Okay. when we prepared this conversation, you said something about this plane that you printed that people wanted to buy it. What happened?
Yes. When I create the plane and print the plane, different people comes to me and want to buy the plane at a very big price. They want to buy me the plane at 50 euro, and the plane just cost me 40 centim. So you can create everything and a lot of pieces that doesn't exist, and therefore a lot of person are okay to buy at any price.
So are you advertising, Maxime, are you advertising your services? I mean, you are a student, money, you don't have a big budget. So are you advertising your services that we can come to you and say, Maxime, I need this, this, and this, and then you can print it for us, send it by post to us, and then you can charge us a lot of money for this job?
I do that for some person, maybe for association. In my school, there is a lot of association, and sometimes some association need to have different pieces and comes to me and to have different pieces or parts in 3D printer because they need the pieces and don't have other solution to have that. And he comes to me and I do that for this person.
Okay, sounds good. And of course, you probably do it for free, but if I want a copy of this plane that you printed, then you would sell it to us for, well, the breeder community, we might get a discount. So 10% of 50 euros is 5 euros. So for 45 euros, we can buy your plane or any other plane from you. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So that's Christmas taken care of. Maxime, you wrote in your in the conversation area something about a functioning heart that was printed, and I have also heard that you can print food with a 3D printer. Is there something you can explain to us about that?
Yes. So today you have other application with 3D printer. You can print food, not with the printer that you can have at your home, but that is other 3D printer in industry. Mm. But they can print food. And another application is to print a heart. In 2018, the first functional heart was print in a 3D printer. And that's with organic material.
So it is actually a revolutionary and groundbreaking technology with, I think, far-reaching consequences. If we look at it, and this, I suppose, is the negative side of 3D printing, when it becomes more popular, then a lot of people might lose their work because we can print something at home and we don't have to go to a shop and buy it. In fact, I suppose I have a client and he printed a coffee cup for me out of plastic. Yeah. So
yes.
If I know the technology, then I could print my own dishes or my own coffee cups or anything I want. Yeah, I could even print. I could even print the food to go onto a plastic plate that I printed. Yeah, so
yes,
it's an interesting subject. Okay, Maxime, thank you very much for explaining this to us. And I suppose if you have any other advice about 3D printing, then we can come back to you. And if we want something printed, maybe we can come to you and ask you, can you please print this for us as well? So, Maxime, thank you very much. And
thank you.
And I look forward to more conversations with you.
Thank you.